Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
Hello and welcome to Grinding for Days. I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And welcome to episode 9.
Yeah.
This week we have Final Fantasy 15, South Park news, No Man's Sky update, Overwatch season 3, and much more.
Yes, we do.
So how's your week been? It's been a couple of weeks since we did an episode.
3 weeks? Or 2 weeks?
Two.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a little problem there last week. I was feeling a little ill, but I'm back to health, and I'm here now.
Did you have a pain in your tummy?
I had a real tummy ache, so I stayed home. And I nursed myself back to health.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you got nursed back to health.
About me.
I do. I
you
care.
You inquire about how I'm doing a lot.
You're such a milksop.
I'm a sickly milksop.
You're a 98-pound weekly.
I stole that from Archie Comics. Like
milksop?
Yeah, I was.
Did Reggie call everyone a milksop?
Yeah, I think so. He called Dilton one or something.
Dilton Doily?
Beach. Yeah, he was like, you should lift weights. You're a milksop.
Did that something Archie like that. Show come out? Weren't they going to do like a
live
TV
action
show? Yeah, it was called like Riverdale, and it was going to be like...
like recently?
Yeah, they announced it a while back, like maybe last year.
That would have been
and it was going to be on like the CW. It was going to be like one of those like Dawson's Creek type of shows, but like with Archie characters.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just for nostalgia. Like I had so many Archie comics as a kid. I had a huge box. Just because of that, I'd probably check out the show at least one episode or whatever.
But yeah, well, I don't think they made somebody it. Must be reading them because they're always on sale. Like
at the grocery store, Double Digest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got all the little, I always thought it was weird. Like, okay, so we talked about how we're digressing too much about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, before we started rolling, I was like, I think we need to stay on topic a bit more.
That is a problem on the show. But no, anyway, we'll quickly talk about Archie Comics here. We'll make that real brief. But
well, that's where you first got the expression milksop.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. I got to give you some reference here. Yeah. Like, that's not a common insult anymore.
No, I heard it when I was a kid, but I'm old.
Yeah, it just means like a weak, you know.
Yeah, like a weakling.
A bitch-made person, you know.
You're a milksop.
Yeah.
Milksop.
Slope-shouldered nincompoop.
And this episode of Grinding for Days is dedicated to everyone's favorite slope-shouldered nincompoop, who is probably an avid listener.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because this show is for nincompoops.
Yes, it is. By nincompoops, for nincompoops.
So.
Yep. So, Final Fantasy 15. Have you played it?
No, I haven't.
I have not. No. All I've seen of Final Fantasy 15 was the Conan O'Brien segment.
Oh, that won't give you... Yeah, obviously you know to take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are funny, though.
Oh, yeah. I watch all those.
Yeah, for sure.
Clueless Gamer.
Does he always have a celebrity playing?
No.
No?
He has a couple of times.
Because I think...
One time he had football players and they were playing Mortal Kombat. He had like, it was around Super Bowl time and he had a guy from each team.
Oh,
and
okay.
And they were playing Mortal Kombat against each other.
Huh.
And,
it's probably cool.
And let's see, who else? Yeah, usually it's just Conan and that other nerdy guy. I don't know.
Yeah,
that guy's name.
The producer.
But they had Elijah Wood on.
The funny part was at the end of it, he said some of the people who worked on the game were in the other room or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were going to have to walk right by.
And he opened the door and he's like, what the hell are you doing? I can't remember what he said to them.
Yeah.
Go watch the video. We posted it on our Facebook page.
We just got a Facebook page.
So we got a Facebook page.
Like it.
Like
it. Some updates.
We have a Twitter at Grinding for Days.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, comments, if you want to be a guest on our show, any of that kind of shit, our email is grindingfordayspodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
So, yeah, we'll put those plugs in nice and early. We're up to, I think, 9 followers.
Right on.
On Twitter, 3 of which
killing
are me.
I'll make a few accounts and follow it, too. So we'll be up to 12 or so.
All right. That's cool. Some retro game site followed us.
Oh, that's
I can't
cool.
remember. I should probably look it up so I can give him a shout out. But I'm not going to.
Final Fantasy 15 looks really interesting. It's a huge open world.
It does
world.
Look good from what I've seen.
That's what people
of it.
Are praising. Like I've read a couple different reviews. It says the characters and story aren't amazing, but the world and the gameplay and the dungeon, like the actual dungeon design Apparently there's some killer dungeons.
Now, the last one I played was, I think it was 10.
And it's in, like, kind of, like, it's based in reality. Like, you stay in motels, you can't
go. Well, they have cars and stuff.
Yeah, like, the first part of it is, like, a road trip with your, you have, like, your bodyguards with you. He's a prince.
Okay.
This Noctis dude. And he's from some kingdom, and he's on his way to a wedding, to a political-type wedding, to unite two kingdoms, and then on his way he finds out the guy who is the father of the girl he's going to marry killed his dad and invaded them. So that's kind of treacherous.
Now, is it on just PS4?
No, it's on One and PS4.
Is it on PC?
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. If it's not out already for PC, it's got to be coming.
I am... I've been kind of overdosing on first-person shooters lately because I've been playing like... Overwatch and Battlefield 1
Titanfall.
I haven't played that much Titanfall 2. I started playing Star Wars Battlefront again.
You do have a lot of first person.
So I want something.
They start to feel a little
hectic. Not really. They're all good in their own way. Yeah. We're going to talk about Overwatch season 3 a little bit later.
The ones you just mentioned are all pretty different from each other.
Yeah, they're all unique, but I find sometimes they're exhausting. And sometimes I just want to play, like, something slower paced.
Or
like,
single player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I did, like I said, I didn't play any kind of multiplayer game for probably 4 or 5 years. Because I just was like, I like playing by myself, you know.
You like playing with yourself.
I do. Yes.
I shouldn't say you don't and played with myself.
It's decadent.
Single player games are
very decadent, but no, I definitely get a lot of relaxation out of playing games.
RPG is like a good novel, and you get kind of lost in it.
Yeah, you don't think about your day, and you don't think, you know, about all your things you need to worry about and stuff. You kind of lose yourself in it, and you know that's how it should be.
Good game. I like to get a good one going in the winter time too. And
I was going to say that to you earlier, like. Yeah, video games are perfect for the winter. Like, the really... Here in where we live in Western Canada, we have some really cold, dark winter days.
Yeah, we're supposed to get that next week.
It's some pretty harsh weather here sometimes, so...
So, on a Sunday...
Yeah.
You just wake up and play whatever for a few hours.
For sure, play some Witcher 3.
I've got to reinstall that.
Yeah, you got to finish that sometime.
I was almost at the end, and my PC crashed.
But they got
those
two expansions. That's like another, like, 40, 50 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That second expansion is, like, it's as big as that Skellige place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's huge.
I have the good old games version off GOG.com, so I can probably get an upgrade fairly cheap at this point.
To the Game of the Year
edition?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the DLC.
Oh, man, it's so cool. And I can't wait for Gwent. I'm still... That should be out.
Oh, yeah, that's coming as a standalone game, right?
Yeah, the closed beta is out right now.
Okay.
I'm jealous of the people that are playing it.
You should have applied.
I did. I didn't get
You didn't get in?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't get an email.
First beta I ever got into was EverQuest.
Okay.
Like the first EverQuest. Me and my buddy got into the beta. Actually, he got us in.
Huh.
And we thought we were the coolest guys around. We were playing
EverQuest. We're playing EverQuest.
And if you go back and play EverQuest now, I think it's still going. I think EverQuest 1 is still
around.
It's
isometric, right?
No, it's like 3D.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was top-down view.
No. You're thinking maybe Ultima Online?
Yes. That is what I'm thinking of.
That was the first MMORPG.
Okay.
And then EverQuest.
That cool?
Yeah, it was good.
I remember seeing ads for it in magazines.
A couple of my friends, I never played it much myself, but a couple of my friends got really badly addicted to it.
Badly?
And, oh, yeah.
They were in a bad way.
They were in a bad way.
So did they lose everything?
No, but one guy's wife threatened to leave him. Which, in retrospect, probably would have been a good thing.
Dude, I dumped I had a girlfriend in junior high, and I had Diablo 2. And I was so addicted to Diablo 2.
And she was like, you gotta choose between me and Diablo 2. No,
she'd, like, bought theater tickets and stuff. I was in grade 8, keep this in mind. But I'd be like, no, I'm busy, I got a garage sale, and I was actually playing Diablo 2. That was my excuse, a garage sale.
Garage sale.
Yeah, and then I just ended up breaking up with her.
I'm selling all my swords.
I obviously wasn't that interested, but I did choose Diablo 2 over her.
Well.
You know, a good enough woman, it was grade 8, you're not serious.
Yeah, you're not looking to settle down in grade 8. When I was in grade 8, I had an Atari 2600.
Yeah.
And girls hated me.
And they still do.
And they still do.
Just kidding. It's so funny. But no, I am really, like, I'm definitely going to get Final Fantasy 15 when it goes down in price.
When it goes on sale.
I know I was talking so much shit about it here recently, and I said it looks like shit and all that, because...
It does look... I really don't... The characters I haven't played Final Fantasy in about... yeah, well, they're always a bit foppish.
Well, you know, and, the Final Fantasy is crystals, chocobos, Phoenix Downs, and
the same guys.
12 was 12 the one with that lightning chick and like the black guy with the little.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think I played 12 and it was super linear for most of the game. Like there was you couldn't go anywhere except where it told you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every dungeon was like that.
Maybe that was the one I played. Was it crystals?
Was it on PS3?
The last one I played was on PS2. I think it was 10. I think it was Final Fantasy
10. X. Yeah. With the tightness, right?
It was pretty.
With the half pant. He had a pant leg that went like... One was short, one was long.
I don't even remember.
That was it. That was 10, though.
Almost 10 years ago.
You don't remember 10?
I'm not a Final Fantasy fanboy. No,
I
know.
But that was the... I'm not either, but I remember my friend playing 10, and it had that dude Tidus in it.
Okay, yeah, I think that was the one.
And there was like that Beast Man guy... And he was a character in it, too. I don't know what they were
called. I didn't even think I got that far in the game, because I bought Marvel.
I had 9. Like, I have 9 on my PS3, and it's really cool. It's like a return to the, kind of the old... Because 8 was like, some people didn't like 8, and then 9, they kind of went back to the roots a bit. Yeah, I never finished 9. I think it, since my hard drive fucked up, I'll have to restart that someday, but and re-download it and all that. So.
On your PS4, your hard drive?
My PS3.
Oh.
Yeah, lost everything. It's like when your house burns down, but not nearly as bad. You know?
Yeah.
I feel fucking sorry for people whose houses burned down, man. That's crazy. That's a total loss of
We had a material. House fire back in 98, but we didn't lose that much.
No?
Yeah.
It wasn't your whole house didn't burn down?
No.
No.
And
how did it start?
My roommate was cooking.
Oh, no.
And, yeah.
Cooking weenies or what?
Pierogies. He was cooking pierogies.
And he lit them on fire? With oil or what?
Yeah, the oil caught fire.
Yeah.
And the kitchen went up. But the rest
In
of
my
the
place, I always think about that. Like, if there's an oil fire, I don't really have any... Like, you need flour for that.
I got a fire.
Water doesn't work.
No, not for a grease
no,
fire.
No, so, like, if something goes worse. Up in my place, like in my frying pan, I think it... I could just let it burn in my fucking frying pan, but I'm like, you know, I'm looking around. I'm like, what the fuck could I throw in a fire if it does happen? So my shit doesn't go up and...
So you don't burn your video games. Oh, yeah, your vinyl.
My vinyl, I don't want that shit becoming a puddle of goo.
You know? I remember when I was a kid. Oh, here we go again with the digression. When I was a kid, I brought my record player outside, and it was like the middle of summer, and we were playing records outside, and one of my records got melted by the sun.
Oh, yeah, that can happen. Yeah. I think UV can melt. UV radiation, like, not even heat. Like, I think the sun can melt a record, unless I'm wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, so I learned that lesson when I was very young. Don't bring your record player outside.
Yeah.
But
don't do that shit.
Now I have an iPod. I don't even have a record player.
No, you don't.
I'm not a hipster.
Fuck you. But yeah,
I was thinking of getting one, actually.
Why not, dude? You could benefit
from, because they got some cool vinyl on sale in the stores now.
Fuck yeah, they
do. But yeah, Final Fantasy 15. Yeah. I guess we can't talk about it too much because neither of us have played it.
I've read a lot about it, and
the one I'm most familiar with is 7.
It intrigues me that it's like, well, 7. Seven wasn't really based in reality, but like.
This one looks like it's based a bit more in reality. I'm just going to take a look on
Steam. Well, you drive around, like, I think it's a... I saw, like, I don't know, they love product placement in Japanese games. They love it in Metal Gear Solid, and really? I saw they were camping, and their tents were, like, that one brand that you always see on tents. Coleman or whatever?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were, like, putting that in there. But, yeah, you fish, there's all kinds of side quests, like... There's some farming, some fishing.
Final Fantasy is not on Steam. 15.
Oh, yeah, you have to cook meals and stuff. Like, it's pretty in-depth, it looks like. And there's somebody, like, I've heard from multiple people that there's really, really well-designed dungeons and really good graphics. And the combat, they say, is amazing.
It's real-time, man. The combat does look pretty
amazing. Real-time.
Oh, it's not like the old ones?
It's real time. I actually don't know how it actually is, but It's some kind of, because they change the combat system every Final Fantasy, obviously. Yeah. They've tried all kinds of different things. Most of them are pretty good. That's one thing that's good about 7 wasn't very, or 12, like the one I played on PS3, had a kind of weird combat system, but it's like a mixture of menus and real time, I think. But it's the main character is named Noctis, and then there's some dude named Prompto, and another dude named like Ignatius or some shit, and they all have fabulous hairstyles.
What a bunch of milksops!
Yeah, they pretty much are. They all have a bunch of,
except they can fight,
fancy flappy hairstyles straight out of Shibuya.
Shibuya,
Sheboygan, Michigan, and then they go around on this little road trip, and it's like. I've heard, like, I read one review and it was like, oh man, their friendships are so endearing. It was so nice to, like, you know, that was. And then I've read another one. It's like, oh, they're so shallow. And I didn't give a shit about them, you know what I mean? And I also read a major spoiler. Some bastard on Facebook.
Well, we're not going to mention it here.
Oh my God, dude.
Because if anyone's listening, I won't, and they want to, like, play the game, we're not going to put any spoilers.
This guy's a real asshole, man. He really fucked.
It's like some asshole on Facebook last year.
He said the ending.
Star Wars.
Yeah, he said the fucking ending, and it's like a major thing. So,
remember, some asshole posted Han Solo dies. Oh, spoiler! But it's been.
Oh no, that was everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah. Like you mean when it came out? Like the
yeah,
next day,
like before
they were
like, I had seen.
Oh yeah,
it.
No.
Yeah.
Many people just went straight to the theater, watched it, came back, or just went on their phones while they were there and were like, Han Solo died. You know.
Yeah.
To fuck people, right?
Yeah.
So.
Shitty.
They need Troll Trace on their asses.
Troll Trace!
Send them to fucking Denmark.
Speaking of which, that'll segue us into our new topic. We just watched the latest episode of South Park.
Yeah.
Featuring Troll Trace.
Mm-hmm.
And the plot thickens.
Yes, the true nature of Troll Trace and the guy who designed it, he himself is a troll.
Yeah, well,
he's not
he,
from Denmark.
Yeah. We found out that he's American.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we shouldn't post too many spoilers about South Park either.
Ah, it's okay.
But this season overall, I've really enjoyed this. I enjoyed every season of South Park.
I think last season was a lot better
than
this season. But this one's good, too.
I'm really looking forward to the new game.
Yeah. Fractured but Whole.
Yeah. I will be buying that.
I was going to ask you to borrow, like, I borrowed Stick of Truth from you a long time ago. But I want to borrow that again.
I have it stashed away in my crawl space.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I was going to buy it again on Steam.
Oh,
just
cool.
To have it on my PC.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one to play twice, actually.
Yeah, I'd like to play through
really
that
good.
One again. As a different, because I played the Thief class on my first playthrough.
Oh, cool.
And so I'd like to try one of the other classes.
Remember when Mr. Slave shoves Paris Hilton up his butt?
Remember? Yeah.
And you have to go up Mr. Slave's butt in the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's all this stuff he shoved up there over the years.
That was awesome. One of my friends put a picture
God,
that was
of such a funny game.
One of my friends took a picture of Mr. Slave and he photoshopped my face on. It was one of the funniest.
I can see
things
it as Mr. Slave for sure.
Mr. Slave,
you don't have
he
the
came
mustache.
Back. He came back on this week's South Park. It
was
nice was to
he
see
gone
old Mr.
For
Slave.
A while?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Okay, so
you know, Mr. Garrison, he's getting too big for his britches.
That's right. Okay, this is going to be a stupid ass question. What happened to Mr. Hat?
I can't remember.
No? He's been gone for a long time.
There was
time,
like
right?
a pivotal episode with Mr. Hat and he left or something like that.
Yeah.
It was a while back, so I can't really remember.
Because I've not seen every season of South Park. Not even close.
We'll have to check the South Park wiki.
That's right. It's probably deep, man.
What happened to Mr.
Not
Hat?
Not as deep as the Simpsons wiki, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, the
like
Simpsons has been on the air for almost 30 years.
And like our friend Doctor said the other day... The
Simpsons is bad for you.
No, he loves The Simpsons.
Okay.
But he said The Simpsons is riding on basically 10... They had 10 years of great episodes in the 90s, and ever since then, they're still making it. Nobody watches
it. I think they still do good ones. Like, when I watch them from time to time, they're still decent.
Okay.
I think people have just taken... Like, they've grown to take it for granted, because...
Yeah.
I mean, I was old enough to remember. I was like 19.
Aren't they on like season 27 or?
Yeah, well, they started in 89.
Yeah.
With the Simpsons Christmas special. And they started off on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, yeah. You told me
there
that.
Was a,
they had some actors from that.
Yeah, well, all the voice actors from the Simpsons were cast members of the
so
Tracy Ullman show.
Who did Homer originally when he was like, come here.
It was the same guy. It was the same guy. Okay. It was Dan Castellaneta, but he just changed the voice over the years. And the Tracy Ullman Show was a good show. She's a very funny lady, and I've seen her on other stuff. Last thing I saw her on was How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
She played Robin's mother on that show.
You and your sitcoms.
I love sitcoms, man.
Yeah. Two and a Half Men is your
I've favorite. Never seen a single
Big
episode.
Bang Theory.
I like Big Bang Theory, as stupid as it is. Yeah.
Damn, man. Because that was on in our hotel room. I was on a trip, and it was playing, and we were all trying to have a nap, and it was like, was the soundtrack while we were falling asleep or whatever, and we just woke up and we were like, what the fuck was that shit? It was just fucking stupid.
It's a dumb network sitcom.
I don't know, Sheldon.
Like, when I grew up, there was a shitload of dumb network sitcoms, right? Like, back in the 80s and the 70s.
I saw a guy who looks exactly like Coach yesterday.
Like, which Coach?
Dad.
Like,
you know the show Coach?
Yeah, Craig T. Nelson?
Yeah, that really ugly-ass motherfucker who plays the main character guy.
Craig T. Nelson?
Yeah.
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 Star of Poltergeist.
Just like that guy.
When I hear Coach, I think of Coach off of Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
And for sure. Cheers was a great show. I don't care what you say.
I'm not gonna
fuck you, that, don't you talk bad about Sam Malone.
I'm not gonna insult that sitcom. I'll let you enjoy it.
Yeah. But I would like to watch Cheers again. I'd like to get the DVD set and watch
no
it.
No way.
Get it in. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just stream it though?
Well, I could do that too, but
yeah.
I don't know. It was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, okay.
Back in the day.
Huh.
Cheers, and I used to watch a lot on Night Court, like Mr. Plinkett. Fix my VCR. I was just telling Kyle about Red Letter Media. He's not familiar with that site. So.
I don't know that shit.
Yeah. Nope. You got to check them out. They're really awesome.
Huh. Okay.
So yeah, South Park. Yeah.
It was good. And
we just watched it.
We watched it like 10 minutes ago.
I'm loving the member berries. That's been my favorite part.
They weren't in this episode.
No, there was no member berries this episode.
Unfortunately.
But last episode when they had like the Godfather member berries you were supposed to do that thing, member. Yeah. Like they're getting a little
Poor Ike, he's taken so much flack from Cosmo.
Yeah, he's been framed.
What?
And as the old song says, Cal's mom is a bitch.
Yeah. See, my name's Kyle. Also, as you know.
Yes.
I had a friend when South Park first came out. He used to sing that shit.
Cal's mom is a bitch.
Piss me off. Yeah. And he'd insult my mom. And then I'd end up beating him up.
Did you curb stomp him?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd throw him around, punch him up.
Toss him through a window a couple times.
Oh, no. We didn't go that far, but, you know, he pushed me. Definitely.
Well, if he's calling your mom a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. He really, he overstepped his boundaries there for sure.
Well, Cosmo baby.
And I didn't watch the show at the time, right? I didn't really know anything about it, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, well. And he kind of reminded me of Cartman. Like this guy I'm talking about that I used to beat up.
Well, we both know a Cartman.
He was similar to Cartman, yeah.
We know Cartman
fat,
in his 40s.
He was greedy. He was selfish. He had a big mouth.
Was his mom a crack whore?
His mom was an alcoholic.
Ah, good enough.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and you know how that goes. But you putting in eye drops? No, that's vape juice. He's filling up his vape, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm going to make some dank clouds.
Nothing but dank clouds.
Got to dank up my fucking Yeti microphone.
Is it called Jerry's Mod or Gary's Mod?
Gary's Mod.
You gotta get that.
Yeah, I heard it's fun.
But can you make games or just movies with it?
I think you make games.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
Yeah, and it's like the Source Engine, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I have no experience at all with Gary's Mod.
No. I was thinking about something the other day. You would know more about this than me. You know Team Fortress.
Mm-hmm.
And Team Fortress 2. Is that where having different classes like engineer, medic, all that, is that like where it started for first person online shooters?
I think
so. Like,
do you
think that influenced Battlefield?
It definitely influenced, like, a lot of people think Overwatch is like the new Team Fortress.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about Overwatch.
Because that was a Half-Life mod.
Yeah.
Team Fortress was. Mm-hmm. I remember playing it a bit.
Half-Life was the first game that really spawned mods that turned into full games like Counter-Strike and Team Fortress.
A bunch of them, eh? Yeah, a bunch of them, because Counter-Strike was a mod too.
And we're still waiting for Half-Life 3.
Yeah, I've heard that's not going to happen.
Well,
but who knows,
right? Valve is like the owner of Steam. Yeah. So they don't need to make games anymore. Yeah,
not really.
They just make money off of Steam.
Mm-hmm. They were smart enough to have the foresight to know that.
Oh, it's like, you know, because I have non-gamer friends and family, and they're like, what the hell is Steam? And I just basically say it's iTunes it's for gamers. It's
a gay porn bathhouse meetup site.
No, that's Steam Holes.
Steamed Holes.
Yeah. Sorry, steamedholes.com.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between the two.
With all due respect to the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so next topic. We're allies,
buddy.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, so there's been an update to No Man's Sky. Kieran's been pretty excited about it. He won't stop talking about it. On the ride over here, he was... chattering in my ear about base building.
Is there bases? Yeah. I don't know what it entails. Okay. Yeah.
And I think that's it.
I played
you can leave messages for other players. You know how they kind of touted like maybe like
kind of like in Dark Souls?
Yeah, maybe. But they were like, "Oh, you might run into people on other planets." That never happened.
There's
no multiplayer.
Yeah.
But now you can run into a message.
I played No Man's Sky for a total of about an hour.
All this base building shit.
I played long enough to get me off the first planet because you had to go around, get a bunch of stuff, and fix your broken spaceship. That was
our first episode we talked about No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. 8 long episodes ago, we discussed
No Man's Sky. Such a legacy we have left.
The legacy of No Man's Sky. We've left a legacy of grinding for days with this shit. You know? It's like a Super Bowl winning team from the NFL. Kind of what we are.
Yeah, we're the Super Bowl winners of podcasters.
No, we wouldn't even win the fucking Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I think we're like a bunch of kids playing touch football in the backyard.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much our podcast. Like there are some huge ass podcasts out there,
and there's so many.
One of them. Yeah,
so many.
Everyone and their brother does a podcast.
You gotta be really. You gotta stand out. That's what I. That's what I think.
Well, we will develop our angle.
Adopt an accent.
Yeah, should I be Scottish for the next
podcast?
Welcome to Grinding for Days. We're here to talk about haggis and video games.
Listeners. Definitely. It's too bad that's their national dish.
I've never had haggis.
No, me either. I don't eat much offal.
I don't eat much
offal. I don't eat many sweetbreads or brain.
You don't like organ food?
No, I don't need to. I don't know. I'd rather eat the better parts of the meat, unless I have to. Maybe one day when meat is very scarce, I'll eat shit like that. And bugs and
stuff. You'll be eating Soylent Green by then.
Soylent Green? And what the fuck's that again? That, like, drink, all-in-one drink?
That was
like,
a movie. Oh, yeah, they got that. So, well, there was a movie in the 70s called Soylent Green.
Yeah.
And with Charlton Heston.
Okay.
And spoiler alert, at the end, they found out the Soylent Green was made out of people. And Charlton Heston was running around, "It's made out of people! Soylent Green is people!" And it's been one of the more parodied movie scenes.
It's made out of people.
Phil Hartman used to do a great Heston impression.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, back in the day. Soylent Green!
He's the, like, rifle NRA guy, isn't he? Like, he was a big proponent of the National
Rifle Phil Hartman? Association. Oh, Charlton Heston. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
He was...
he's dead, right?
He's dead now, yeah. But he lived to be a ripe old age.
He loved his rifles.
He loved his guns.
From my cold, dead fingers. See? We digress, baby.
We digress like nobody. That's going to be our angle. We're the digressors.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, hey.
We should rename this podcast.
Don't all podcasts do that, though?
Oh, yeah.
They all do, really.
Yeah, you got to fill up, like, we do an hour usually.
To, you got to fill up a fucking hour.
Some podcasts are way longer than ours, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Rogan one is 2 or 3 hours.
I downloaded the...
I watch that one sometimes.
One of my favorite podcasts is Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Depends what guest is on.
They just released their Christmas episode. That's the one
you do always tell me about. That
And
it's the guy from Impractical
Jokers. It's one of the guys from Impractical Jokers and a couple of the guys from Comic Book Men.
That's a really good show.
Oh, I love Impractical Jokers. It's hilarious. And every year they do a Christmas episode and they sell it for like $5.
Okay.
And I bought it. And it was like four hours.
Money goes to UNICEF.
I think some of the money goes to charity, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 4 hours this year's Christmas podcast. It was four hours long. It was good, though. Yeah,
that'd be difficult.
Like, I didn't listen to it all at once.
Taking stimulants or drinking
They had a lot of guests, too. They had a lot of guests.
Okay.
And,
that could speed things along, I guess. We could interview your neighbors.
You know, well, one of these days when we get big enough, we'll get some guests.
We'll get Kevin Smith on here.
Yeah, Kevin will come join us.
Does he play video games?
No, not
You're
really.
You're a big fan of his
stuff. He's not a big gamer.
No. He's more into comedies, romantic comedies. Like Geely.
Romantic comedies.
Did he direct Geely?
No.
Okay.
He directed Jersey
Why
Girl.
Why did they think he directed that?
He directed Jersey Girl that also featured Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's crazy I even brought that movie up.
Nobody, I saw his
nobody
most
thinks
recent movie.
About that kind of shit.
I never saw Geely.
I bring up the stupidest shit.
That's okay. That's why we
Geely.
Keep you around.
Geely. And Get Shorty. That's the worst movie.
Oh, God. I haven't seen Get Shorty since
Don't
it first came
Get
out.
Get Shorty if you're listening.
I saw it. And they did a sequel.
Yeah.
What was the sequel called? Keep Cool or Be Cool or something? I think it was Be Cool. Yeah.
Holy fuck. It's a bad one. Yeah. I want to see a bad accent. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, John. No, I think De Niro is in it.
In Be Cool?
No, I think he's in Get Shorty.
Oh, I didn't see. Travolta I saw Get Shorty. Yeah, Travolta and Gene Hackman. And
he's a good actor, but he's shit in that
movie. Well, he's done some shit movies. Yeah, Battlefield Earth. But, that was from back in the 90s when everybody was trying to be Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
And, look at our snappy dialogue. And look, our guys wear suits and carry guns.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of bad Tarantino ripoffs back then. And some good ones. But bad ones.
Yeah. Tarantino's good. Generally. I'm not into all his shit. I don't like Kill Bill.
Really? I like Kill Bill. I
hate it. Maybe I have to rewatch it. When it came out, I hated it.
Really? I liked Kill Bill a lot. I got them both on DVD.
Really like it.
I like all Tarantino's movies. I don't think I've seen one that I didn't like. And I've seen all his movies.
Yeah.
So
Django was okay.
Oh, yeah. I like Django. I even like Death Proof. Like, I think
Django's not like a classic, though. Django's
no, it's not Pulp Fiction.
Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, it's not, it doesn't hold up to those kind of movies. And like Inglourious Basterds doesn't either,
When I first saw Inglourious Basterds, I didn't like it very much, but
it's okay.
Upon
it's just like a revenge
viewings,
fantasy,
I liked
which
it.
He's big on, obviously, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's what Kill Bill is, too.
Yeah, true. Because I guess, that kind of stirs something in the audience.
Yeah, well, a good revenge flick like Death Wish with Charles Bronson.
Yeah.
You ever seen Death Wish?
No.
Yeah, it's about a bunch of thugs rape his wife and daughter, and I think kill his wife. And then Charles Bronson goes on and one of the rapists is Jeff Goldblum, like before he was an established actor.
Really?
Yeah. It was like one of his very early roles.
Oh my God, that's funny.
So he's like, I'm going to rape and I'll murder you. That's my horrible Goldblum impression.
Bad impressions are better than good ones.
Sometimes.
I swear.
Like, sometimes.
So many of them are so funny. Except when they really suck. Just get the fuck out of here. But, you want to talk about Overwatch Season
3? Just briefly, because Season 3 started last night. We are recording this podcast on December 1st.
Yes, we are.
And Season 3, I got on last night, and a bunch of the old gang were back, like a lot of the players that haven't been on for a while, because there was a week hiatus between the two seasons.
Okay.
And,
but you can't play between that?
Yeah, you can play, but you don't get any, placement or you weren't even getting experience. So I was on a big Battlefield 1 kick for most of the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
And Season 3 is on, and I'm guessing there's going to be a Christmas event of some sort with skins and maybe Christmas decorations up on the maps and stuff like that. Cause they did that for Halloween. They had they changed the map. So there was Halloween decorations up and stuff like that.
Yep.
And they put out a bunch of Halloween skins for the characters and stuff like that. So I'm hoping we get the same for Christmas this year, like Christmas lights on King's Row and stuff like that.
It's kind of festive, right?
Yes, it's very festive.
Festive.
They used to do
that
in
Battlefield 1. They'll decorate the whole map with Christmas trees, lights, presents.
I don't think so.
As a man screaming for his life with a bayonet.
Oh, the screaming in Battlefield 1 is so disconcerting. When the guys get set on fire.
Like a woman, that one's scary. Man.
Well, the incendiary grenades set people on fire. And
Or the flares, they make them scream. Have you lit someone on fire with the flares?
No.
It's pretty easy, actually.
Yeah? Like, you shoot it directly at them? Yeah,
right at them, and they light up like a Christmas tree.
Wow.
Run around screaming. Pretty crazy.
That's decadent.
Yeah. You've been getting into the scout class, eh?
Yeah, I've been playing a little bit of scout lately.
I got my medic and assault to level 10.
Nice.
So I got that Hell Regal gun. Oh, my God. Once you get that, like, I don't know if you play assault.
Not that much. Medic and support are my two favorite classes.
The level 10 medic gun's really cool. The Seb Slatter.
I think I'm on level 8 medic.
Factory. It's like 5 shot.
Does it have a scope?
No, it doesn't have a scope. It's 5 shot, but it's like the most accurate gun. Mm. And it fires really quick. But it only has 5 bullets. Like the extended, you know, the extended medic guns that have like 25.
Yeah, the one I'm using now has like 26, I think.
Is it like the auto loading or like the sweeper?
I can't remember the name of it.
Okay. Those are all good guns.
I just switched.
The medic guns are all good. There isn't really a medic gun that's hard to use or whatever.
I don't know the names offhand.
You don't know German names?
No.
Right?
9.
Off your fucking back. That makes no sense.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, no, that's season 3 is coming up, and you've
been it started, yeah.
Did you play Overwatch since day one?
No.
No.
I bought it about, I was like, I had no plans on buying it, and then, yeah, I saw some videos and that, and like some really good reviews, and I bought it about a month in.
Cool.
And that was my go-to game for the summer of this year.
Yeah.
2016.
You spent your summer gaining achievements.
Yes.
That was a inside joke I used to have with this guy I used to work with. We used to play Call of Duty 4 together. This is like 10 years ago, but he was like, oh, what'd you do this summer? And I was like, I spent my summer gaining achievements. Because, you know, that was in the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the first time we saw achievements.
Yeah, exactly. That's when they first came out, right? And that was before trophies, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now everything has achievements. All the PC games and everything.
Yeah.
All came from Xbox.
It's something they novated, you know? It gave people an extra incentive to playing games.
Yep.
Hunting achievements.
Oh, I know a guy who...
I've never been one of those people.
He 100% every game he plays. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's like... See, I'm a little OCD, so that would drive me insane.
Yeah. And some of them are so hard to get.
And some aren't fun.
Yeah.
If they don't make it fun to 100%, I'm not doing it. The only game, like I've told you before, I've 100%ed is Red Dead Redemption. And they made it fun.
Yeah, like all the side stuff.
Getting 100% was like super fun. It wasn't tedious at all. Getting it in GTA would be tedious because it's like in 4, it was like finding the pigeons.
Yeah, yeah.
5, I'm not sure. You like, there's notes left around, like in alleys and shit, and there's like other, weird collectibles. And
yeah, I don't go for those. I just play online. I played the main story on
If I'm 5. Not having fun, I'm not doing it, right? And there's no point. Like, I'm not a completionist in that sense.
Me neither.
I guess I understand why. Like, when I get, like, a hard-to-get trophy or something, it's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That. Like, sometimes I read the trophy list. I pay it some attention, but I don't painstakingly. Well, you know, it wouldn't be. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that's in those Prima guides you can find on like game FAQs or YouTube or.
It'd probably be more in depth even than the Prima guide.
There's some great walkthroughs of games. I can't believe, on
like, do people buy those guides?
They they're still sell them.
Bookstores. Yeah. There's a whole still section of them.
They're huge and they're expensive.
Yeah.
They're
all hardcover. I was looking at the Witcher one. It was. I wouldn't buy it.
I could see if you like really loved a game. The last one I bought was
art books. They sell those in the same section.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah,
I could see buying those. Like if you
they make them for like most major AAA games. They make
like the Art of Dragon Age and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
there's one for The Witcher.
Yeah, well, The Witcher's a beautiful game.
Oh yeah, amazing art in that game.
Yeah, such a gorgeous game.
You're kind of gorgeous yourself.
Thank you. I'm not bad for a milksop.
That's right. You really aren't. But yeah, we just watched the trailer for Last Guardian.
Yeah, we watched the trailer. We watched some gameplay footage from Tokyo.
It's coming out December 6th. So
The Last Guardian is coming out December 6th. That's soon. Mm-hmm. That's this week.
People have been waiting for this game for like a decade. And it was rumored... Like, it was supposed to be out last generation, you know?
On the PS3, it was supposed to come out, yeah.
Yeah. And now, well, it'll have better graphics.
It'll look nicer. I don't have a PS4.
It would have looked amazing on PS3, no doubt. There's no way that
you know, those the people behind that game would have released something that didn't look amazing. Because didn't Eco, when it came out, looked really good.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that game. That was one of the
launch
first,
titles.
Yeah, right? That was a launch title on PS2.
And the Shadow of the Colossus looked really good for the
time. That's Last Guardian is a spiritual design, successor
right?
to
yes, Shadow yeah. of the Colossus. You can tell when you're watching that, right?
Like, yeah, it looks
and
very...
And Eco, like, it's very similar to that,
yeah.
too. Yeah. Solitary. Those games, like... It's just you, your horse, and, like, the bosses in Shadow of the Colossus,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
and,
it
like,
is.
In that game, we were just watching it. There's no health bar. It doesn't look like there's items. I think it's just you and that bird dog monkey.
The luck dragon.
Yeah, the luck dragon. And the castle in the weird esoteric kind of ruins your...
Yeah, it looks like a really nice
whimsical
game.
Ruins.
It's full of whimsy and magic.
I didn't want
with
to use
a
that
touch,
word,
with
but I
just
did.
A dash of sadness.
It's got a morose tone.
Well, I'd say like the most morose game I can think
the
of.
The kid's covered in tattoos, though.
Yeah,
you don't see a lot of tattoos.
You shouldn't
kids.
Tattoo children.
That's right. Don't start them off into like. Look at me. I've got a lot of tattoos and
that you got when you
it's
were
a life
six.
Of crime and violence.
Yeah.
So you don't want to start your kids off in
thug
that direction.
Life.
Yeah. Right. No, I got you? My first tattoo when I was 16.
16?
Yeah, 16th wow. birthday, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Who did it? Just some guy in the parking lot at Safeway?
No, I went to a tattoo parlor, but actually they don't allow... My mom signed for it. Yeah.
Yeah, because cool I mom. Think you have to be 18.
Now they don't allow it. There's no... You can't be 16 at all.
Then get tattooed. Well, you're not done growing at 16. And if I, you get a tattoo...
Yeah,
and then
yeah. You luckily, grow I it. Love mine still. It's a... Still my favorite. It's a music-related tattoo. It's my favorite band, The Misfits. That was my first one I got. Still
okay.
my favorite band. So, I picked something that I kind of knew I would like. But, yeah, it's been 14 years, and I still really love it. So, yeah, I got it added on to recently.
I'm
going to
get
too,
a tattoo of Rick Astley.
Oh, yeah. That'd be dope.
He's my favorite. Actually, I saw a video
so
of Rick Astley.
So, in that South Park episode,
they did some Rickrolling.
They Rickrolled Denmark, or did they Rickroll the trolls?
I think they Rickrolled the troll
they
trace people.
Did that to them, didn't they?
I don't know. Kay. That kind of went over my head, actually.
Yeah, I didn't grasp that part.
Please email us and explain the most recent episode of South Park
yes.
to us.
Yes, please.
I watched The Dukes of Hazzard, and I have to have it explained to me. I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box.
I used to love the A-Team.
The A-Team, yeah.
Yeah, I used to watch that all the time on TV.
Did you see the movie,
obviously.
The one that came out a few years ago there?
It had one of my favorite MMA fighters, Rampage, played the Mr. T's
was
character.
He B.A. Baracus?
Yeah.
Rampage and Liam Jackson. Neeson played Hannibal?
Yeah. 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 That's a good casting choice.
That is a pretty good casting choice.
For sure.
Hannibal has a particular set of skills.
He definitely does. But yeah, no, Last Guardian definitely looks intriguing.
Yes, it does.
I think I'll definitely play it at some point. I don't really have the money to go buy it right away, but I should have
bought yourself a Christmas present.
Oh boy, treat yourself.
Treat yourself. No. It's the holiday season. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I spend too much money on restaurants, dude. I go out and eat way too much.
Yeah.
Like, on the way home, I'll be like, I'll stop in here, have a beer, and have some food. Stupid.
They add up those beer and food tests.
Beer and food nights. You know?
So, what are we on? What's next? Resident Evil 7.
Oh, boy.
When is that coming out?
I don't think
out?
Either of us know a fucking thing about
all
it.
All I know is I watched, like, last year...
you watched something on it. Okay.
Last year, they
it's
came out
Resident
with...
Resident Evil 7 something. Outbreak or...
Well, they came
something.
Out with a thing called the Kitchen Demo.
Yeah.
And it was for the PlayStation VR.
Okay.
And I heard all these people talking about how terrifying it was and all this. And they finally released some video of it.
Oh, wait. I saw
it. Which I watched. You were tied to the chair and it was like that crazy ghoul woman.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. Look up for Kitchen Demo or Resident Evil 7 Demo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be in VR, apparently.
That's kind of cool. Also, it's not, you can't play without VR?
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's designed for, the PlayStation VR.
Hmm. Okay.
Which, if I had a PlayStation, I would have bought a VR set by now.
Well, you're going to get one, you said.
Maybe. Eventually I'll get one.
Don't.
Just get one.
Right now, I'm just PC gaming. And I can get HTC Vive.
You're PC, bro.
I'm PC principal.
That's right. You and him have a lot in common.
Yeah, we do. You know, we don't want to offend or trigger anyone.
Managing them. And
I host a lot of safe spaces for the people that this need a safe space. This is a safe space. This is a safe space. Here.
For now.
For now.
I don't know about later.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But no, that sounds cool. I mean, there's a lot of potential in VR to be
really cool,
especially for horror games. Like, imagine that Amnesia game in VR.
That'd be really scary.
Actually.
Yeah. I've seen some of the VR footage of, like, Markiplier and guys like that on YouTube, and they getting the shit scared out of them. And even
they got the poopy scared out of them.
They got the poop scared out of them. But, I think it's, I don't know, like, we've been waiting for VR to become mainstream for, what, 25 years.
It's so underground.
Well, back in the early 90s, I mean, like, remember the Lawnmower Man and all that kind of shit?
Yeah, yeah. I played a VR game at, like, I don't know, West Edmonton Mall years ago, and it was shit. It was blocky as fuck, and you were, like, it was you and an opponent in an arena or something. Oh, okay. And it was weird.
I only ever tried one once, and it was probably about 20-odd years ago, and it was in Detroit, and they had these VR goggles that they cost about $800.
It was at Playdium?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do they have that anymore? They're like big-ass arcades, weren't they?
I think they do. I don't think there's any in this town.
No, but no. Some there places, never was. They never had a Playdium here. In Toronto, they had.
Yeah.
It. Yeah.
But I tried one at a store in Detroit, and they were running Descent. Do you remember the game Descent?
Yeah.
They were running that on it. And that was the only time I ever tried a VR. I tried a Virtual Boy one time.
Oh, yeah.
In a store. But I would like to... Right? Yeah, yeah.
Everything's red and black.
Yeah,
and they make you cross-eyed. Like, don't they hurt your eyes?
They would produce headaches, I guess. Yeah, you could
produce them.
Yeah.
It would result and also, in your head aching.
Also, it would hurt people's necks because the angle they had to hold their head to look in. Because the goggles were on, like, a tripod.
It gave you blowjob and neck.
It gave you blowjob neck. Which I haven't experienced since that stint in the Tennessee County prison. But, yeah, fucking blowjob neck.
It's like ice cream scooper's elbow. It's occupational. A real thing? I just made that up. It's an occupational hazard of working at Cold Stone.
I used to work in a casino, and all the dealers got fucked up shoulders from dealing blackjack.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. And did they pay for your medical bills?
No. Well, they paid for some. Yeah, we had benefits. Nice. We actually had good benefits there.
Look, I feel sorry for poor bastards without benefits, man.
I don't have any benefits.
Oh, shit. Well, you're the guy I was talking about, actually.
I'm a poor bastard.
With no benefits. But you don't go to the dentist or the doctor anymore.
I go to the dentist. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I go to the dentist.
I know. You have white teeth. I'm looking at them right now. You got nice white teeth.
Oh, thank you.
I've given you a lot of compliments.
Yes, you're being very complimentary.
Gorgeous earlier. Nice white teeth.
Yeah. The last person that said I was gorgeous was blind.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Nobody's ever said I was gorgeous. You
dated or something.
No.
Yeah.
One of the chicks I date were like, no, I could do better.
Yeah, she was a really weird girl. But that was years ago. Let's quickly talk about, or not so quickly, talk about Battlefield 1. Hardcore mode, which was recently put into the game.
Yes, I haven't tried it yet.
It's got friendly fire, and you can't go into third person in vehicles either, which is what I always do in planes.
I do too. Yeah. And tanks.
In tanks, I like first person. In some of the cars, I like, it depends on the car, but some of them I like third. And so it depends on the vehicle.
Depends on the vehicle. Yeah.
Motorcycle, you got to do third person.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude, that thing is fucking crazy, man. Like, me and my friend were playing the other day. He got on the motorcycle. It was like the start of the match, right? We zoom in to the first checkpoint. And we're in the trench, and a guy blew me off the fucking motorcycle with a grenade, and it just went terribly. And another time he said, oh, Kyle, grab the bomber. I'll spawn on it, and we'll fly over to, like, one of their checkpoints, right? So I fly over to their first, you know, the one they would reach first at the start of the game. And I jump out of the plane at A, and I don't know what happened. I think I died immediately, and then he jumped out. I didn't tell him I was jumping out, so he jumped out, and their whole fucking team was where he jumped out, and it just went terribly. So he did
not last long.
No, he just got
shut down, and it was just so funny.
Dude. I saw a guy on YouTube, he kamikazed the plane, and it was on the ballroom blitz.
You saw me get hit by that plane, eh? Somebody fucking swooped down, raked across the grass towards me, like the wings were breaking, and fucking killed me, and then flew off in an attack plane. Like, used it like a fucking lawnmower.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen quite a few people do that on the game.
Because it's hard to do that without crashing.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard.
I wonder if that ever happened in real life.
Using your plane for a battering ram?
Yeah, smacking people with the wing and then going back.
Probably happened, like, well, it said pilots had a pretty short lifespan, so they probably did that, then died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those planes were pretty flimsy back then, too.
Yeah, like, that shit's scary, man. Like, the ones with, like, the guns on top and the front, and it's like a basket you sit in, and you're fucking, like, I can't imagine that, dude. It's fucking crazy. Oh,
I can't imagine fighting in any war.
But no, World War but like I, that I one's like be... scary, dude. Like that's some rickety shit. Like, yeah, I guess they didn't use Zeppelins in the way they use them in the game, but they did use them.
I think they used them more for like observation and stuff like that.
They used some of them for war though, but they just didn't. I don't know. There's some difference. The game, obviously, it's not 100% historically accurate. That's okay.
No,
definitely it's not. Made for fun. But it includes some things, and it's, you know, but yeah, the hardcore mode is pretty fun. I don't play it a lot. I've never been a hardcore player.
No, and I don't think, because I always shoot at, like, I always shoot at my teammates.
Yeah.
Because friendly fire's off.
I'm not that good at that game. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I'm not excellent.
So I'll just stick with my old, I usually play Conquest.
Yeah, I fire up a Conquest. Lately, I've been playing with a bunch of my friends who luckily all have the game, except they've been playing the Division.
Oh, I've got the Division. I don't know
why they're doing that. Apparently they just updated it and it's got
a bunch of new stuff just came out.
So
I got to reinstall it. It's
got potential to be good, right? Like it's got solid mechanics.
I think the Division got a bit of a bad rap.
Well, it was a little repetitive?
A little bit, but a lot of games are. That's why we're called Grinding for Days, because there's lots of grinding.
Some games make grinding fun, right? But
I think The Division's a good game.
But it's got...
And I'll probably go back to it at some point. Right? Yeah, it plays kind of like Gears of War.
Yeah. Is it as good as that game, though?
Well, like, it's got the online... Like, you can team up and form a party.
Yeah, and there's and a PvP do a mission. Area, and you get the loot. It's a lot of it is loot, right?
Yeah.
It's got the procedurally generated.
It's kind of like Diablo.
It's got the... it's like Diablo with guns in a third person.
Or Borderlands, maybe, but less cartoony.
Yeah.
I prefer Borderlands, because the sense of humor on Borderlands is just...
I liked Borderlands, it's pretty cool.
I never played the pre-sequel, but I've played 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be a Borderlands 3 at some point.
And there's also Fog of War during Battlefest. They've put this mode in also. It's you can only play it in Argonne Forest. And
my least favorite map.
I love that map.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it.
It's my least favorite.
You gotta use a shotgun.
I do, sometimes. Yeah. Or I'll take really the support.
Fun. Do you like Suez now with the 5 checkpoints?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it made it a little better.
I like dropping mortars on people, too.
So with support? You like support?
I like playing support a lot, and I like... Well,
Have you ever piloted a Dreadnought or a Zeppelin? Like,
no.
Oh, my God,
I've just been a gunner on it.
You get so many kills. You can get, like, 30, 40 kills. Wow. You can just drop... Like, you have the artillery. Like, you can drop artillery, but it's a way bigger spread of artillery than the tanks do, or, like, the mortar. And you just... Oh, man.
The train has big mortars, too.
Yeah, the train, the Zeppelin, the Dreadnought, they all have crazy artillery.
I sank a Dreadnought the other day.
If you're lucky, you get to pilot
them. It was so beautiful. I killed like 5 guys.
Do you get a lot of points for that?
Yeah.
I've never been the one... I don't understand how that works. Like, you all chip away at it, and then the one that sinks it...
Gets the kills.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think I've almost got that before. Yeah.
I blew up a tank the other day too with, and there was like 5 guys in it, and I was using the K bullets,
Scout. Isn't that really hard to use those? Like, you aim for the engine or something?
Got a lucky shot, and I the tank was already pretty low on health, and I blew it up, and I got like 4 or 5 kills. It was very satisfying.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
fuck yeah, that's a very satisfying game.
But, it's a hard game, but when you get on a roll, it's very satisfying.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have my shitty games on it. But no, the it sucks when people are behind you when you're in a tank. It's usually when you're in a heavy tank, and there's an enemy support behind you with the repair thing, and they're just chipping away at your health while you're running.
Oh, you can use your wrench on enemy tanks?
Yeah, you can.
Found out recently, too.
So then you just back up over them. You go back, but you try. Sometimes they catch on and they get out of the way. But a lot of the times you just back.
You can use your medical revive needles to kill people, too, I found out.
You have to
out.
Charge them, yeah. That sounds really hard.
Yeah, because I was watching
like
a guy.
The Calibri, like, that does almost no damage. So.
I like the, I've been using the spiked club a lot, too. I get a spiked lot of kills club, with that.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good collection of dog tags going.
It's brutal.
That's enough Battlefield 4 bragging. Or Battlefield 4, Battlefield 1.
Bragging.
Braggadocious.
Let's quit bragging about our games.
So what was the last thing we were going to talk about? Horizon Zero Dawn?
Yeah, we didn't watch the trailer, though, so we don't know anything about it. Let's watch it.
All right, we're going to pause. We're going to pause it. Oh, really?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, we'll do a little mini commentary.
Yeah. Let's try that out.
All
right. Might work out.
And if it doesn't, we... Actually, we should do a movie
there it is.
Commentary one of these days. All right.
Yeah, sure.
So, we are on YouTube. We got it. And we are starting it right now.
It's called Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, I haven't seen this yet.
No.
Looks kind of like Monster Hunter.
Looks like Kinect Lego.
Kinect Lego?
Cave paintings.
Your whole life you've been searching.
She looks like that girl from Game of Thrones.
Oh, the wildling.
The redhead, yeah. She was cute.
So you're implying she died.
Did she die on the show? I think she did.
Well, no, you said she was cute.
I think she died on the show. Yeah. I'm not even a Game of Thrones fan.
No, no. So I see Vikings going on here. Possibly Neanderthals.
Yeah, it's and maybe a little bit of
technology
Scottish,
is going on. Heart. Yeah, a little Celtic mythology, maybe.
That's a cool bow she's got.
This is kind of weird. There's mechanized enemies coming after her.
Yeah, it's definitely seems to have a
Scottish
cross section of genres here,
for sure.
You'll be chasing a riddle, wrapped in an enigma.
Looks kind of like a primeval world, you know? Kind of dinosaur.
That's a beautiful looking game.
That does look cool, actually. Kind of reminds me of that game that came out.
Look at those things. Are they from No Man's Sky?
Same universe.
There's a little sign hanging off the... on loan from No Man's Sky.
This definitely looks interesting.
The tribe has forbidden.
Aye, the tribe.
What if the answers are worse than not knowing?
Oh, jeez.
Or you can get out of my way.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Idiocracy.
Be careful.
Look at that guy.
What you bring to light.
Is every enemy mechanized?
I hope not.
Yeah, that kind of leaves a dry kind of...
Yeah, I'd like to see more, Oh, wow.
They all look like they're made out of Lego.
Uh-oh. Zero Dawn Horizon.
Okay, so that was all cinematic, so we can't really make any judgments.
Yeah, you didn't get a lot of gameplay there.
Or any, I don't think.
But it's a cool concept. It looks,
Could be interesting.
I will see this.
February 28th on PS4.
Pre-order now. I don't think I will, but...
Yeah, I'm not a big pre-order kind of guy. Well, they must, because they keep doing
why,
it.
Why, though? There's always plenty of copies. What game was
especially now that
sold out recently?
Well, who buys physical copies of games anymore? You probably do.
Some do.
With PS4.
I might not do that anymore, though, because I just bought Battlefield 1.
How big is your hard drive on your PS4?
It's not that big.
Yeah.
I don't know, but my friend just got his increased to some kind of amount of terabytes or something.
I think the last game I bought a physical copy of was Shadow of Mordor.
Okay.
I bought Dragon Age Inquisition physical copy, and I bought Shadow of Mordor. And some games you buy them at like Walmart or whatever, yeah, and there's just a card with a code, like a Steam code on it now. There's like no there's not even discs. Yeah.
Wow, then there really is no point at all.
So, yeah, I just buy most of my stuff off either Steam or Origin because I like the EA stuff. I'm not an EA hater.
No way, bud.
So, yeah, we don't know enough about this Horizon Zero Dawn, but the trailer's pretty cool, and I hope you enjoyed our commentary.
Oh, yeah.
And with that, I guess we'll wrap up episode 9.
That's right.
Grinding for Days.
Take it easy.
We'll see you guys next week.
That's right.
And don't be a milksop.
That's right.
All right. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next time.